This is a Bikias recording for Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. So we are up to the Gemara following the Mishnah that lists off the Torah readings. And basically from here to the end of the Masechta, we're just going to be discussing what Torah readings happen at which times of the year. So Tana Rabbanan, we quote the following brayso: Pesach Korin Beparshas Moados, Umaftirin Bepesach Gilgal. So on the first day of Pesach, we read from Parshas Emor, about the Moadim, and that's on the first day, because every other day of Pesach is a different Torah reading related to Pesach, so different than all the other Yavim Tovim in that regard-ish, but overall it's a little different. And then we read from Yehoshua, from Pesach Gilgal, for the Haftorah, the first Pesach they made, right before they left the Midbar going into, right when they left the Midbar going into Eretz Yisrael. V'hal idna, the ikatrei yome, nowadays that in Golus, we have 2 days of Yantif, Yom HaKama, v'Pesach Gilgal. First day we read this from Sefer Yehoshua, v'lamachar v'Pesach Yoshio. And then the second day we read from Sefer Melachim about the Pesach that Yoshio made when everybody came to bring their special carbon Pesach during the days of Great Tshuva. Shari Mosa Pesach, Milaki v'Kori Min Yanoshel Pesach. So this is what I was just mentioning, that the rest of Pesach we read from different parts of the Torah related to Pesach. So Maihi, so what are those parts of the Torah? Amra Papa, Mapu. Right? So the Mapu is referring to the Simen, Yom Tova Achron Shel Pesach. And that's the Simen. And what does it mean? Yom Tova Achron Shel Pesach Korin Vaihi B'Shalach. So we read from the beginning of parts of B'Shalach through Oz Yashu. That's Shvi Shel Pesach referring to. Umaftirin Vaidaber David. And then we read from the special song that David sings in Shmuel Beis, that there's almost an exact parallel in Tehillim. That's the Maglo Migdol song. Ulamachar, and then in the last day of Pesach, so we read Kol HaBachor, which is the Chutz La'aretz reading that we do best on all the last days of Yantar. So Kol HaBachor is at the end of Parshas Re'eh. Umaftirin Od Hayom, right? Od Hayom Benov Lamo. This is in Sefer Yishayo. Amrabai, V'ha Idna No Galma L'mikre. And nowadays, when you don't follow that exact thing that we just read from Rav Papa, rather the minig nowadays is to read based on the following simon. So first one is Meshoch Turah, which means literally grab or pull the ox. Kadesh Bekaspa, do kiddushin with money. Psol Bimidbara, Pesol Bimidbara, Psol Bimidbara, which is write something or make a sculpture in the Midbar. Sholach Buchra, send out the firstborn. So what are we talking about over here? So basically, Rashi explains what each one of these things are, but basically the order is, Meshoch Turah is from Shmuel's Perek Mem Aleph, and next one is from Vayikra Perek Chafez, then Shmuel's Perek Yigivel, Shmuel's Perek Chafez, Shmuel's Perek Lamedalid, etc., etc. If you look in Tosfos, it gives you the whole list as well. Bat Seres, what do you read on Shavuos? So Shiva Shavuos. We read the part of the Torah that goes through Shiva Shavuos Tispor Lach. That's from in Devarim Perek Tes Zayin Umachirin BeChavakuk, and we read the Haftorah from Chavakuk, which also discusses Matan Torah. Acherim Amrim. No, Acherim say differently than that. Bachodesh Ashlishi. We read from Bachodesh Ashlishi, which is in Sefer Shmos Yates, Umaftirin v'Merkava, and you read the Maisa Merkava, which is the beginning of Sefer Yechezkel, which is that vision of all of the angels and what they look like and how they bless God. So v'Ha'idna, nowadays the Ikatrei Yome, since we're in Golus, so we read 2 days Avidna and Kitarvayu. We can actually paskin like both of them v'Ibcha, but we do it in the opposite order, meaning we do Maisa Merkava from Shmos Perikites on the first day, and then on the second day we read from what's quoted over here as first. Okay, but Rosh Hashanah. What do we read on Rosh Hashanah? So it says Bachodesh HaShvi, right? So there we read from Parshas Pinchas Bachodesh HaShvi. It's in Midbar Perik Chavtes and Umaftirin Aben Yakir Li Ephraim. So we read that Torah, which is Haben Yakir Li Ephraim, which is from Sefer Yirmiyahu. Yesh Omrim Vashem Pokad HaSara. Some say, no, you should read from Parshas Vayera, right? That's from Bereishis Chapal. That's Parshas Vayera. Hashem gave Sara a son, Umaftirin. And we read the Haftorah from the story of the very beginning of Sefer Shmuel, where Chana has a child. V'ha'idna, di'ikatrei yomei. Yomar Kama Ki Yishalman L'machar. All right, so he says, nowadays we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Even in the Tanz Beis HaMeitzes, they say sometimes they have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It depends. The first day we read Ki Yishalman, like the second opinion of Hashem Pakad Asar. L'machar, and what do we read the next day? Elokim Nisa Es Abraham, that God tested Abraham, meaning Akedas Yitzchak. U'matzir HaBen Yakir, and then the second day we read from Yirmiyahu HaBen Yakir. Yom HaKippur, what do we learn on Yom Kippur? Korin Acharimos. We read the Avoda at the very beginning of Parshas Acharimos. That's in the Perek Design in Vayikra. Maftirin, and we also read the Torah Kikomar Ram Venisa. That's from Sefer Yishayahu, Perek Design. Mincha and Korin Ba'arayos. And at Mincha time, we read at the end of Acharimos. That's the second half of the parasha over there. It talks about all the Isurim that people you're not allowed to marry and live with. Maftir Yonah, we read the famous Maftir Yonah, the whole Sefer Yonah, which is a very short Sefer. Amar Reb Yochanan, Kol Malkom Shatam Motzei Gurasa Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atam Motzei Am V'Sanuso. So now the Gemara just makes a general agadic statement from Reb Yochanan that any place in Tanakh where you see the greatness and the power of God, you also see the mention of his humility. Now we'll see the definition of humility doesn't mean thinking you're not great, because obviously how could you say Gurus and Anava in the same thing? But you'll see what it means over here. We find this in every area of Tanakh, Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. What does it say in the Torah? That he is the God of all gods, the force of all forces, and the master of all masters. Uchsiv basrei, but what does it say right afterwards? Oseh mishpat yasom ve'almana. Right? It says he does justice for the orphan and the widow, meaning he takes care of those who no one even cares about. So that's, by the way, just as a side, this is how the Chazal are defining anava. Anava doesn't mean you think you're nobody. You could be God. You're literally okay, Elokim. But nevertheless, no job is too small. That's anava. Anava doesn't say, oh, I'm above that. I don't need to care about little things. Another is caring about the little things and not thinking you're above things. Shanui ba Neviim, and how's it repeated? This idea is found in the Neviim as well. Because it says, ki ko amar ram v'nisa shonchen ad v'kadosh. Right? So it says in Sefer Yishayahu, thus says Hashem, the high and mighty who lives forever and is holy. Uksiv basrei. And it says right afterwards in the same exact pasuk, v'es daka ushval ruach lachayos ruach shefalim. Lachios lev nid ko'im. Right, I was reading that. That's part of the Gomer, the Gomer, that God is willing to go down there and pick up the hearts of those who are downtrodden and who've been ignored afterwards. Fine. Mishulash b'ksuvim, and it says a third time in the ksuvim in Tehillim, d'ksiv solu l'rochev baravos pika shemo. Right, basically, get out of the way because God is coming through and He is, you know, the greatest, obviously, of everything, right? And then right afterwards, Ksiv Basrei, it says, it refers to Hashem as Avi Yisomim V'Dayan Almanos. He is the father of orphans and the one who does justice for widows. Again, meaning just because God is the highest and the mightiest doesn't mean He doesn't care about the lowest of the low. Yom Tov Arishin Shel, so back to the laming now. Yom Tov Arishin Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkis, Korin V'Parshas, Moadol Shevet Toras Kohanim. We read from Parshas Emor, from the Toras Kohanim, similar to the first day of Pesach. Umaftirin hinei yom bo la'ashem. And then we read the Haftorah from the Navi Zechariah, which it mentions in passing about the Yontif of Sukkis. V'ho idna de'ika tre yome. Nowadays that we have Yom Tov Shenei Shel Galios, l'machar mi vayikra. Right, so we Hakanami, meaning we read the same Hakanami Karinan, we read again the same laning from Parshas Emor. So Afture Mayim Afturina. So what do we read as the Aftorah? Vayakilu es Hamelech Shlomo. So we read from Sefer Melachim in Perek Ches, where it discusses when they got together in the days of Shlomo to make the Yantif during the famous Yerach HaYisanim, the month of the mighty, right, of Chodesh Tishrei. And what do we read the rest of Sukkis? Korin b'Karbanas Sachag. So we read from Sefer, from Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar Chavtes, which talks about the Musaf for every Yantav. Yantav Acharon, what do we read the second days of Sukkis, which is really Shmini Atzeres? Korin Kol HaBachor. So he says we read Kol HaBachor, the same as at the end of in Parsha Re'eh, which perek is that? Sorry, I can't find the listing there, but it's a shishi, I think, in Parsha Re'eh, but I can't see the listing. I can't find it. Sorry, we read Kol HaBachor, and then Maftirin by Hikachalosh Shlomo, right? And we read from Sefer Melachim Aleph Parakles that when Shlomo finished, and discussed the story as well of the post celebration for Shlomo Melch and Lamachar Korin Vizol Sabracha, and then the last day, which is already Simchas Torah, so we read Vizol Sabracha, we finish up the Torah. And by Maftirin by Yamod Shlomo, and we read again from Malachim Perakhas and about Shlomo Melch's celebration. Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav. Ravuna says the name of Rav. Shabbos Shachalios B'cholo Shel Moed Bein Pesach Bein Besukis Mikra Karinan. So if you have Shabbos Chol Moed, it doesn't matter whether it's Sukkis Chol Moed or Sukkis Chol Moed Pesach. We read Re'e Ata. Right, so we read from Parshas Kisisa, the middle. That's actually the part that we skip on the laning for a fast day. So we skip one column in the middle there. So we start with that column, and we go through the Yud Gimel Misarachimim, and then at the end there's a little bit about the celebrating the Moedim, and then Aftura B'Pesach Hatzamas Ayevashim. We read the story of the dry bones. We read the story of the dry bones from Sefer Yechezkel on Chol Moed Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach. The Sukkis, and what do we read on Sukkis? Bayom Bagog. We read the story of Cheskel Lamaches of the War of Gog and Magog. Chanukah, what do we read on Chanukah? Benesim, we read from the end of Parshas Naso, Bamidbar Perek Zion, and we read a Nasi for each day. Umaftirin Beneros de Zachariah. We read the Haftorah of Zachariah, which is also the Haftorah of Baloscha, that talks about the lighting of the menorah. The E Miklah Shtei Shabbosos, and sometimes you'll have two Shabboses of Hanukkah. So Kamaisa Beneros, the Zachariah Basraisa Beneros Shlomo, and so the second one we'll read about Shlomo lighting the menorah in Perek Vav of Sefer Melachim Haf. For Purim, what do we read on Purim? Vayavo Amalek. So that's the end of Parshas B'Shalach. We read Vayavo Amalek, which is Shmos Yedzayin. Roshi Chodashim, Roshi Chodchechem. And on Rosh Chodesh, we read also from Parshas Pinchas. In Bamidbar Chavches, and we go through Barashei Chachechem. If we're only doing that as the Maftir, we start from there. We start from the Yom HaShabbos. Sorry. Rosh Chodesh Chalios B'Shabbos Maftirin, right? What if there is a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? We read a special Haftorah of Bahoya Midei Chodesh B'Chodesho, right? That's Yishayo Perek Samach Vav. It's known as Hashemayim Kisi. So it says Chalios B'Echad B'Shabbos. If it comes out on a Sunday, so Rosh Chodesh comes on a Sunday. Me'esmol Maftirin vayomer lo Yonasan Machar Chodesh. We read the Haftorah from Sefer Shmuel Al Perchav that Yonasan says to David, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we're going to stop here, and we will continue next time with more Torah readings at the end of Maseches Megillah.